Welcome to episode 6 of our Easter special, The Centurion's Witness, a production of 1010 Thrive Ministries.
On the third day after the crucifixion, I had soldiers stationed at the tomb where Jesus' followers had laid his body. The chief priests had gone to Pilate and demanded a guard. They were afraid the disciples would steal the body and claim a resurrection. Pilate assigned my men.
3 days watching a dead man's grave. I've had worse assignments, but not many.
At least the dead don't riot.
Keep your voices down. I don't like this place. Something's not right.
You sound like those women who came weeping yesterday. It's a tomb, Cassius. A stone in front of a cave.
I know what it is. I also know what I feel. And I'm telling you, something is off.
Earthquake! Brace! Brace yourselves!
Look! Look! The stone! The stone is moving!
What is happening? Who moved that stone? There's no one.
My eyes! The light! It's coming from inside the tomb!
I can't see! I can't...
When they came to me, these were not men exaggerating a story. These were soldiers who had fought bravely at my side on many occasions, hardened veterans, and they were shaking like children.
Centurion, the tomb guard, something has happened.
Sir, the tomb, the stone was rolled away. There was a figure, a being, his face was like lightning, and his garments white as snow. We lost consciousness. When we woke, the body was gone. The tomb was empty.
Did you search the area?
Every inch, sir. The wrappings were still there, folded, but the body gone.
It was exactly what he said would happen. For 3 years he had taught that he would die and rise again on the third day. The grave could never hold the Son of God.
It will not spread. That is why you are here. Gentlemen, thank you for coming so quickly. I understand you had an eventful early morning. Let me be direct. The situation is delicate. A dead man's body has gone missing from a guarded tomb. There are only two possible explanations. Either something extraordinary occurred, which I assure you it did not. Or his followers overpowered you, stole the body, and staged a deception. The second explanation is the one you will give.
With respect, sir, that is not what happened.
What happened, soldier, is a matter of interpretation, and interpretations, in my experience, are shaped by incentive. You will tell anyone who asks that his disciples came during the night and stole the body while you were sleeping. You will be consistent in this account. You will not embellish. You will not contradict one another. If this matter reaches the governor, we will ensure you face no punishment for sleeping on duty. You have my word.
And if we refuse?
Then I cannot guarantee your safety in this city. Jerusalem is a complicated place for Roman soldiers who make inconvenient claims. Very well. Good choice.
The chief priests and elders bribed my soldiers, paid them handsomely, 30 pieces of silver for each man, the same price that bought the betrayal in Gethsemane, to spread a lie that the disciples had stolen the body under cover of darkness while the guards slept. Several of my men took the money, men I had trusted, men I had led.
This deception upset me more than I can say, not only because it was a lie, but because it was a cowardly lie. A sleeping guard cannot testify to what happened while he slept. The story contradicted itself on its face, and yet they told it anyway, because a convenient lie is always easier to swallow than an inconvenient truth. But I could not let it stand. I would not. This is a lie, and every man in this room knows it.
Come in, Centurion. What an unexpected visit.
It shouldn't be unexpected. You bribed soldiers under my command. My soldiers. Men whose testimony you are purchasing like grain at market.
I am offering compensation for their cooperation during a sensitive...
You are buying silence. Let us call it what it is. My men did not fall asleep. They are veterans who have survived campaigns that would break most men in this room. They saw an angel of the Lord descend from heaven, roll back the stone and sit upon it. They fainted from sheer terror, not from negligence.
Even Rome's own officers are susceptible to hysteria.
Look at me. Look at my face. Do I look hysterical to you?
You look like a man who is in danger of forgetting where his loyalties lie.
My loyalty is to the truth. It always has been. Jesus of Nazareth told his followers he would rise on the third day. On the third day, the tomb was empty, the guards were struck down by a power none of them had ever encountered, and the burial wrappings were folded inside an undisturbed tomb. You can buy every soldier in Judea, Caiaphas. You cannot buy the truth.
I am asking them and you to keep the peace, which I believe is also your assignment.
Peace built on a lie is no peace at all. It is a delay, and when the truth comes out, and it will, the reckoning will be far worse than whatever you fear now.
He is going to be a problem.
The centurion requests an audience, Governor.
Send him in.
Governor, I come to make a formal report.
I assumed as much. Reports are all anyone brings me lately. Speak.
Governor, I am not here to waste your time. I am here to report that Jesus of Nazareth has risen from the dead. The soldiers I assigned to guard his tomb witnessed an event of extraordinary power. The sealed stone was displaced by a force no human effort could account for. A being of light appeared. The guards described its appearance as blinding, its garments like snow. My soldiers lost consciousness. When they revived, the tomb was empty. The body is not stolen. It was not moved by human hands. Jesus is alive.
Close the door. Longinus, you are one of my finest officers. In your years of service, you have never given me a report I could not trust. Do not ruin a distinguished career with this kind of talk.
It is the truth, Governor. I believe it to be the truth because of who delivered it. These are not excitable civilians. These are soldiers I have led in combat. Their testimony is consistent, detailed, and given at great personal risk.
Do you understand the position you are putting me in? I sentenced this man to death. I washed my hands of him in front of a crowd of thousands. And now you are telling me that the man I executed has walked out of his own tomb.
Yes, Governor.
And what would you have me do with this information? Send a dispatch to Rome? Dear Emperor, the Galilean preacher we crucified last week appears to have risen from the dead. Please advise. Can you imagine how that would be received?
I imagine it would be received with difficulty, as the truth often is.
Don't lecture me about truth, Centurion. I asked that man what truth was, and he said nothing, or perhaps he said everything. I still don't know. Where are the men who were on guard?
They will not corroborate my account. The chief priests reached them first. They've been paid to claim the body was stolen while they slept.
And you expect me to take action based solely on your word, against the testimony of every other witness?
I expect you to know, Governor, that men who admit to sleeping on guard duty during a critical assignment would normally face execution. The fact that the priests are protecting them from that consequence tells you everything about whose version of events is true.
I told my wife I should have released him. She warned me. She had dreams about that man. Without corroborating testimony, your report cannot be entered into the record. This matter is closed. You are dismissed.
Governor!
You are dismissed.
To be continued.